Let us turn to Scripture. How appropriate. Turn to the reading of the Word. Matthew 9, 35 through 38. It's a short portion of today's gospel reading, but I'll share this with you and then have some comments and inspirations to share about it. Matthew 9, verse 35. Listen to these words for the Word of the Lord. Jesus traveled among all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, announcing the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they seemed troubled and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The size of the harvest is bigger than you can imagine, but there are few workers. Therefore, plead with the Lord of the harvest to send out workers for his harvest." This, brothers and sisters, is the word of the Lord for the people of faith. Thanks be to God. From our youngest days, we learn to live between opposites. We learn to live between two poles on some scale in between them, whether it's weather is hot or weather is cold or somewhere in between. We learn to get in the middle. When we are very young, most likely most children are kind of scared of the dark. But at the same time, when you go outside on a bright, bright day, you want to cover your eyes because it almost hurts. So we learn to live somewhere between the dark and the light, position on a scale between. Certainly another example is for all of us that we live somewhere on the range between very young and very old. Between birth and dying. And in all of these scales, if you will, we fall somewhere in the middle. And they're progressive. Usually we're moving one direction or the other. And maybe, except for the one about age, which you can't really modify, can't kick the passing of time. Maybe in the others, though, you can find a sweet spot, a place where you really feel comfortable and like to be and can stay. Well, today I wanted to share with you from this reading the idea of being called and sent. Now, both of those concepts are used strongly in the New Testament. And in fact, when we read of God's interaction with people, it's very often in the language of calling people out of where they are. Jesus calling people out of a life of hardship and into a life of abundance. Or it's about calling people out of one place and into another. And that other is usually the opposite of being called, which is being sent. Think about the times that Jesus called someone, even a blind person, to come out of their hiding, come out of their darkness, if you will, and come into the light, and then go and do. The Samaritan story ended that way. Jesus rescued in this story, but then he didn't end it there. He sent people out. Go and do likewise. Do like this one did. Live like he did. Go and do. So we live between these two poles of being called out of something and sent into something else. You with me? I think it's really important that we understand that we are both. Christ doesn't just rescue us from where we have been, for our own benefit. We're not redeemed or saved or whatever language you want to use, made righteous. We're not just rescued from something in order to be happy or healthy or whole. We are redeemed for a cause, and that cause is to help redeem others and to draw others out of their darkness and into the light of Christ. So, you know, nobody likes to be pushed around, especially as little kids. You know, he pushed me, or she bit me, or whatever. You know, there are all kinds of ways that we get irritated with one another. But pushing is one of them. If you're in line and somebody pushes you from the back, you turn around and look at them like, what are you doing? I'll get there when I do, and then you'll be next. We don't like to be pushed. But the alternative is to look at how we are called and called forward. How we are called so that we can be sent. Called and sent, pulled out of the past and pushed into the future. Jesus calls people like that. Come, he says, and not just come, but come with me. Come and follow me. Come and go with me. And then later on, Jesus sends his disciples. That's entirely new. Not just follow me into this new life, but I send you out into the world like sheep among wolves sometimes. But I send you to be witnesses. The very text that we read last Sunday, the end of Matthew, the final call of Jesus to the disciples and to us to go and make disciples. He's saying, go into all the world and teach the gospel. Make a difference where you are. Jesus sends disciples, whether it is out into the ministry of Gideon's, into some other country, into a school building where things seem a little hostile, or even in your own home when you're putting your kids or grandkids to bed. Jesus doesn't call us just to be glad for our own benefit. Jesus calls us to be sent out into our neighborhood, into our school, into our children's friends' homes, into the grocery store. I try not to go to the grocery store because sometimes I don't get much done when I'm there, but recently when I did that children's sermon with the red balloon, the day before Pentecost, I went up to Brookshire's on Sunday morning and bought a red balloon. Boy, do you think that got some attention? Old gray-haired guy going into Brookshire's and buying a single red balloon on Sunday morning. What's he going to do with that? I had to tell my story several times before I got out of the store, even though I was trying to be a little incognito. I was rushing, and I had a lot of people ask. And I'm sure that a lot of people wondered who didn't ask. Sometimes it's not comfortable to go out and to be out in the world as a representative of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But whether we are comfortable with it or not, we are sent. And Jesus says in clear language, I send you out as a sheep among wolves. Sometimes it's not pleasant. Sometimes it's annoying. Sometimes maybe it's not even safe. But we are still called to go. In the church, we often use the language of called to talk about the ordained ministers. You're called to ministry, called to be a witness. Called to preach, some people say. Called to the ministry of the word. Called to the sacraments. Yes, 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 and yes, all of that. But it's not just clergy who are called. It is all Christian believers who are called. We are all called and sent. You may not be called to stand up here and preach. You may not be called to lead hymns in public or to sing or to do many, ministries that you would feel less than comfortable with, but you can be called to come up here on a Thursday morning and hand out fresh produce as part of our Pantry Express. Many of you do that. In fact, that's one of our probably our most popular ways of serving. I guess it's kind of a low-risk thing, you know, to give somebody a cabbage or a six-pack of orange juice or something like that. Not very risky. And yet it's holy because Jesus said anytime you give even a cup of water, give even a drink of water, you do it in my name. It makes a difference. But Jesus calls us to go into uncomfortable places and to be his followers. He says, come follow me. And Jesus didn't take the easy route, did he? He said, come follow me. And then, after the following gets to be a good habit, Jesus says, now we're going to shift gears and I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you out like sheep among wolves. We are called to go by one who is ahead of us and also behind us. I can remember my parents saying, if I was going to go out to do something difficult, we'll be right there behind you. And I knew it wasn't true, but at the same time, I knew it was true that they were going to be supporting me. I knew that when I did something really hard, it was not something they could do or could help me with. It was mine to accomplish or mine to endure. Whether it was something challenging, something good, something bad, whether I was trying to blaze a trail into something new or to go for a job interview, or I knew that when they said, we'll be with you, they meant it. Jesus said the same thing to us. We are called to go, and Jesus is the one who goes before us to light the way and behind us to push us and keep us moving. So, it's a good idea that we don't run too far ahead or lag too far behind. God calls us and sends us out, sometimes into risky places. I send you out as a sheep among wolves, he says. And yet we know that God is behind us, God is beside us, and God is before us. Pushing, pulling, or both. And that we are not alone. God is with us. We are not alone. And we remember the words of the Lord who said, go and tell. And remember that I am with you to the very end, to the place where the end becomes the beginning.